हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। We will see the third mantra today. Even though the teaching that we have been seeing seems to be simple, and we have already understood, Upanishad repeats what we have already understood. It sounds that Upanishad repeats what we have already understood. But why Upanishad repeats? Because Upanishad wants to make us see the seriousness involved in the pursuit of jnana. It is not that easy to focus only on the Atma Jnanam. It is very difficult. But still, in spite of living in this world, in spite of involving ourselves in the pursuit of external objects for living this life, still we must consciously remind ourselves of the limitations of everything in the world, the time-bound nature of the objects, the time-bound nature of the pleasures enjoyable through those objects, must remember. Thereby, we must consciously, thoughtfully, with all efforts, place attention mainly on the Atma Jnanam, that we should not lose focus. Focus that the goal of life is Atma Jnanam, which itself is Mokshaha. So that we must remember, we should see the Viveka we must have, and the Vairagyam also we should have, so that we will not get engrossed, immersed and lost in the enjoyment of objects. Therefore, Upanishad presents the difference between avivekis and vivekis. The discriminate people who get lost in the enjoyment of objects, the people who continue to remain in samsara. Whereas vivekis, remembering the limitations, they do not aspire for anything at all in the world. Because aspiring for anything in the world will be a big obstacle in attaining the knowledge of the truth, in ascertaining the vision of one's own sarupam. Thereby, one will be deprived of the attainment of moksha. Therefore, they do not aspire for anything, even for progeny or wealth, or even death. They are not at all interested in enjoyment of pleasures of the higher worlds also. This we have seen. Now we have to enter into this third mantra. Okay. Therefore, what should we do? We must try to practice this discipline of Dhammaha. Upanishad does not use the term Dhammaha. We must be very, very conscious of practicing this discipline called Dhammaha, that we must try to take the attention, the sense organs, the sense objects, remembering the limitations, not getting carried away by the objects when they're perceived through sense organs. So we should be very focused, we should not lose our focus. Therefore, that itself becomes an important discipline. Trying to avoid being extroverted itself is an important discipline for those who are aspiring for jnanam, moksha. Okay. Now, from this third mantra onwards, Upanishad really presents the main teaching of the Upanishads. What is the main teaching of the Upanishads? almost the whole, one whole chapter has gone, half of the Upanishad has teaching has been over, only now Upanishad again presents what? The most important part of the Upanishad teaching. That is knowledge of the reality. Knowledge of the absolute reality. Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, which forms the main teaching of the Upanishad, is presented from this mantra onwards. Okay. Now, already being exposed to the Upanishad teaching, we all know very well the purpose of discovering the reality. So we know moksha is our ultimate common human absolute choiceless end, choiceless goal. There's no choice. This year, next janma, sometime or the other, as a human being, moksha has to be discovered. And the discovery of moksha is nothing but discovery of the reality. And discovery of the reality of the entity of the cosmos is nothing but discovery of the very nature, the truth of one's own self. Discovery of one's own real nature, one's own essential nature, discovery of the very surupam of the I, the first person singular pronoun, is the discovery of the truth of the universe, which itself is discovery of freedom, attainment of freedom. This we already know because we are exposed to the study of the Upanishad Vedanta Shastra for a long time. And all the Upanishads, of course, teach uniformly this one fact. Of course, Brahma Jnanam is the means of the attainment of moksha in terms of discovery. But Brahma Jnanam is that there's no way of discovering the Brahman without having discovered one's own Swarupa. Reality of the universe has to be discovered only as the truth of I. Truth of the experiencer, knower, the subject of knowledge. This also we have understood. And this reality, which is arrived at, which has been discovered as a Swarupa of the knower also, being the subtlest, abstract, formless reality, has to be arrived only in terms of its nature. Swarupatvenaiva avagantavyam. Swarupenaiva avagantavyam. Swarupenaiva avagantavyam. So it has been arrived at only in terms of its nature. And once we arrive at the reality as one's own Swarupam in terms of its nature, as is very truth of the knower experiencer, then what is the nature of that reality? We arrive at it, then what do we understand as the nature of the reality? We, in order to arrive at the reality also, of course, we know there are certain specific methods of unfoldment, teaching methodology. Definitely, we know drik drishyaveka prakriya, avasthatraya prakriya, panchakosha prakriya. These three prakriyas definitely help us distinguish the subject of knowledge from the object of knowledge. And when we distinguish subject of knowledge, the object of knowledge itself, there's a big leap in our understanding that we come to know our own body, mind, sense, complex being object of knowledge. Only when we do this, use this methods of the basic method of distinguishing the knower from the known, a big leap understanding happens. That knower is distinct from everything known And the body comes under the category of the known, not only the physical body, even the invisible, imperceptible, subtle physiological functions, subtle powers of perception, subtle powers of organs of actions, and even the antahkaranam, the subtle aspects which indwell the gross physical body, with the name subtle body, also comes under the category of the known only. Therefore, the knower is distinct from the known subtle and gross bodies. And the knower is actually of the form of formlessness. Knower is of the form of formlessness. What is the form of the knower? In what form does knower obtain? The knower is of the form of formlessness. Knower is of the nature of formlessness. Why? Knower is in the form of formlessness because that is the very nature. That is how the knower is. So knower as adjective always makes us think of something gross. The word er added to the word know makes us think of something gross only. But here, the first leap in understanding is the knower is of the form of formlessness because knower is of the nature of formlessness. If no form, not only knower is of the form of formlessness, nature of formlessness, is of the nature of formlessness, knower also is of the nature of attributelessness. Formlessness implies attributelessness. So this knower has no sound, smell, taste, no attribute. So formlessness, attributelessness is the nature of the knower. Then knower is also of the nature of changelessness. Not only that, knower is abstract. There's no way of explaining it, inexplicably subtlest. And who is that knower? What exactly is that knower? We can only say the knower is called knower because of the nature of knowing, because of the sarupam of knowing. Knower is called knower because of the nature of knowing. So we arrive at the reality as the nature of the knower in terms of its nature of knowing. Chit rupena, chaitanya rupena, jnana swarupena. We arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. And that abstract, even reality, once you arrive at the reality, reality is actually abstract, formless. Reality is of the nature of knowing. Reality is of the nature of being conscious. Reality is of the nature of being aware. Therefore, we take these nouns, knowledge, awareness, consciousness. We add the adjective pure as one more word as pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. We add this for our own understanding. This abstract formless reality, arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, as the swarupam of the knower, is pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, because it is not associated, connected with any of the forms. This is how we arrive at. Once arrive at it, what is the nature? And reality is one. This reality arrived in terms of its nature of consciousness is one. We don't have a second consciousness. And the same reality, the pure consciousness, is implied by the term Brahma as the very existence, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. This pure consciousness, which is arrived at, recognized as the Swarup of the knower, I, is the same reality, one and the same reality, which is implied by the term Brahma as the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Which means, including time and space, all the countless number of forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat does not exist. Nothing exists outside of this consciousness. We'll understand that later on. Now, when we are thinking of the reality obtaining as the truth in their most essence of every individual. And the same reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, reality has no inside and outside. Reality has no inside and outside. And it is in this reality everything exists. The same reality pervades inside and outside of all the forms, names and functions. Inside of all the gross forms. Inside of all subtle forms, inside of inexplicably subtlest subtle forms, outside of all the gross and subtle forms, in and through the reality remains pervading everything. Therefore, this reality is of the nature of knowing. This only reality is obtaining as the knower in every human mind. This reality obtains as the innermost essence of every living being. Therefore, this reality is absolutely independent, is the independent existence. This reality consciousness is not dependent on anything else in the world for its existence. Therefore, this reality alone enjoys the status of being the Satyam, absolute real reality. So, being all pervasive, even though reality is there in all the body, mind, and complexes, still reality is distinct. Reality cannot be distant from anything in the world. Reality cannot be distant from any body, mind, and complex. Being only reality, being all pervasive, distancelessly reality remains in every form, as all the forms, but still reality is distinct. That is why it is not nothing to do with any of the objects, any of the pervaded objects. So body, mind and complex can come into existence and can undergo changes, can remain for some time, can fall apart. But what happens to this consciousness? The reality in the realm of consciousness. Reality is there beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, always. But this reality is of the nature that it is non-recognizable if it is not manifested. The reality is recognizable only if it is manifested. If it remains as pure reality, it is non-recognizable. If this manifestation of reality, it is recognizable. So even though reality is of the nature of self-existence, it enjoys it exists independently, still reality is dependent on material forms for its manifestation. Because only manifested reality alone is available for recognition. Therefore, body, mind, sense complex serves as, or all material forms and functions serve as manifesting media for this consciousness. If consciousness is manifested, then the material body mind-sense complex becomes a live, conscious, sentient being. That's why it is said always, the living beings and non-living things, animate and inanimate beings, are nothing but material products. All the beings are material products only here. The only difference is all the beings are material products, and all the material products, all the beings are in and through pervaded by consciousness. So consciousness remains without its manifestation in non-living things. Non-living things, achetana vastuni, insentient, inert beings, or the jada vastuni, things are nothing but they have consciousness, but the consciousness is not manifested in them. Therefore, they remain, as consciousness remains as consciousness without its manifestation, the non-living things remain as non-living things. But the living beings also are material products, but they have life. Lifeful beings, lifeless beings. Lifeless beings, lifeful beings, all are material products. All of are equally of nature of inertness. But lifeful beings, living beings, are those beings where there's manifestation of consciousness. This manifestation of consciousness contributes for the sentiency, consciousness, life, and the functions of the living beings. So the life in living beings, functions in living beings, the order backing the functions of the living beings, and the knowledge backing the order involved in the functions, all these for us serve as instruments of inferring the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. We infer, therefore, reality is recognized as a consciousness manifested in the living beings. So reality is available for recognition in all the living beings. Because there is manifestation. Manifestation is expressed in the form of the functions and life and the movements and the actions. Whereas in non-living things, there's no manifestation, there's no expression. Therefore, even though consciousness is there in and through pervading everything, in every non-living thing also, not being available for recognition, consciousness being not recognizable, we mistake, we think that there is no consciousness. We mistake as though consciousness is not there in non-living things. It is our, the limitation of our perception, our understanding. Anyway, this is how consciousness is. And apart from consciousness, whatever is, now we arrive at the reality as a rupa of the consciousness, fine. But what about the knower experiences then? The subject? There's no knower. Knower is consciousness when you say we resolve the knower in the very consciousness. Knower is pure knowledge. We resolve the knower. So conscious, the pure knowledge or pure consciousness or pure awareness and knower are not two different things. One and the same. Which means knower or experiencer is just a temporary qualification attributed to that abstract formless reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Okay, now we know consciousness is not the knower, but the knower is consciousness. Pure knowledge is not the knower, but there's no knower other than pure knowledge. Pure awareness is not the knower, but there's no awareer other than awareness. Apart from this knower consciousness, what about the known? Everything and anything other than the knower is the known, and anything known is of the nature of inertness. Yet in Drigdrishya Viveka, in Drigdrishya, in the textbook, it's very beautifully it is defined. Yadrishyam tajjadam, anything known is jadam, comes under the category of material product only. Anything known is of the nature of inertness, because anything known is material in nature. Elements and the elementals are all known. Therefore, the known is of the nature of inertness. Known is a material in nature, because known is a material product. Because known is of the nature of inertness and material in nature, it has no independent existence of its own. Not only that, the matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. The change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. Therefore, anything and everything which is known is constantly undergoing changes. And not only that, the known does not mean only the external world of objects perceptible through the sense organs. The physical body, the board of enjoyment, the sense powers through which external world is perceived, the sense powers which serve as instruments of perception also come under the category of the known. The powers, all subtle powers come under the category of the known. One's own antahkaranam, the subtlest material stuff, the material product antahkaranam, mind, the emotion, seat of emotions, intellect, the seat of cognitions, memory, even the I sense, ahankara. Everything comes under the category of the known. Other than the knower, body, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, antahkaranam, manaha, mind, buddhi, intellect, chitta, memory, ahankara, I sense, everything comes under the category of the known. Therefore, the entire body, mind, sense complex, consisting of subtle material products and gross matter, everything comes under the category of the known. Therefore, the body, mind, sense complex also, like any other any other object in the world is of the nature of inertness, is a material product, is subject to changes and modifications. It is no independent existence of its own. And body, mind's complex also has all the gunas. Therefore, what? Just as the external world comes and goes. Comes and goes means what? It is available, when the world is available for enjoyment, experience, interaction, we say the world has come. The world is arrived. When the world is not available for experience, enjoyment, interaction, transaction, we say the world has gone. When the world goes, we cannot say the world has gone. But we understand what we mean by saying the world has gone. Similarly, just as the world comes and goes, is available for experience and not available for experience sometime, our own body, mind, sense complex, including the ahankara, our own entire body, mind, sense complex, including the ahankara, comes and goes. Which means there is a time when the body, mind, sense complex is available for experience, enjoyment, and enjoys the status of being existent. And there's a time the body, mind, sense complex also disappears, not available for enjoyment, experience, and loses the status of being existent. It becomes as good as non-existent for some time. This is how the known, anything which comes under the category of the known is. Therefore, our Shastram very beautifully divide everything into two. The knower and the known. There's no knower other than this abstract formless reality which is of the nature of consciousness and pure knowledge. And the known, subtle and gross, the entirety of the cosmos, which is inclusive of one's body, mind, sense complex, existing within the realm of time and space, is the known, comes under the category of the known. Therefore, we can, that's why this whole thing is meant by the term Jagat. Jayate gachati iti jagat. Jayate gachati iti jagat. This Jagat has, so Jagat is nothing but matter, manifest appearance, nothing but matter. It's material in nature, the nature of inertness. It has no independent existence. It is of the nature of undergoing changes. And it enjoys the status of being existent for some time. It loses the status of existence for some time. Comes and goes. This is how the Jagat is. The Jagat has no independent existence of its own at all. This is how the known is. Here, what do we need to understand? As an individual, who am I? What am I? If all that is here can be reduced to two factors as knower and the known, as pure consciousness and matter, where should I sense be resolved? How should I arrive at the truth? So here you're going to see in this mantra. This mantra presents beautifully the swarupam of the reality, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. In what form that does reality obtain? What is the swarupam? intrinsic, essential nature of the reality. Reality, I always said to be the truth, is reality of the universe, truth of the entirety. The truth of everything that is here. Why? Because that truth can be without everything, without anything, without the Jagat. This Jagat cannot exist at all without that truth. That is why that reality is said to be the reality of the Jagat, truth of the Jagat. Okay. Now, what is the Swarupam of the reality? Let us see here in this mantra. I'm going to read first Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, how he introduces this mantra. Yadvijnanat na kinchit anyat. Yadvijnanat na kinchit anyat prarthayante brahmanaha. Yadvijnanat na kinchit anyat prarthayante brahmanaha. Katham tad adigamaha iti uchyate. Uchyate, it is said. It is said, it is discussed, it is presented here in the following mantra. What is said here? What is followed here? Tadadigamaha. Tadadigamaha. Adigamaha means understanding. Avagamaha, adigamaha means the same. Understanding, knowledge. So tadadigamaha is a compound word. Tasya adigamaha, tadadigamaha. Understanding of that. Understanding of that. Is adigamaha. Katham, katham tadadigamaha. So, how is the understanding of that happens? How is the understanding of that happens? Iti uchyate. It is discussed here in the following mantra. How the understanding of that happens. Okay. Tadadigamaha, tasya adigamaha, katham iti uchyate. Okay. How the understanding of that happens is discussed here. Understanding of that means understanding of what? Kasya avagamaha. Tasya avagamaha katham iti uchyate. Kasya avagamaha, understanding of what? Understanding of which? Yat vijnanat na kinchit anyat prarthayante brahmanaha. That, yad, that, vijnanat, anyat, vijnanat, anyat. Other than knowledge of that, other than the knowledge of that truth, brahmanaha kinch na kinchit pratyante. So brahmanaha means vivekinaha, men of discriminative understanding, men of discriminative knowledge. Do not pray for anything other than that. What is that? That is the absolute reality. Brahmanaha na prarthayante, the men of discriminative understanding, do not pray for, do not aspire for, ask for, do not seek anything other than the knowledge. Other than the knowledge. They only aspire for jnanam. விஜ்ஞானாத் அன்யத் ந கிஞ்சித் பிரார்த்தயந்தே. தே டு நாட் ஆஸ்பைர் ஃபார் எனி திங் அட் ஆல் அதர் தேன் தி நாலெட்ஜ். ஓகே, நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் வாட்? நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் வாட்? பிராமணாக விவேகினாக, the men of discriminative understanding do not aspire for anything at all in his world other than the knowledge. So knowledge of what? Knowledge of that and understanding of that alone. Here it is discussed in the following mantra. யது விஜ்ஞானாத் மீன்ஸ் எஸ்ய விஜ்ஞானாத், எஸ்ய விஜ்ஞானாத், எஸ்ய விஜ்ஞானேன, தட் ட்ரூத், தட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, தட் அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத், ட்ரூத் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் விச் அலோன் people of discriminative understanding aspire for, other than which they do not aspire at all, understanding of that truth, how, that is what is discussed here. Yasya vijnanat na kinchit anyat brahmanaha prarthayante, which means brahmanaha kevalam jnanameva prarthayante. Brahmanaha விவேகினா ஜானமேவ பிரார்த்தயந்தே. தே ஆஸ்பர் ஓன்லி ஃபார் ஞானம். வாட் ஐ வாண்ட்? ஞானமேவ. லைக் அவர் நச்சிகேதஸ், வாட் ஆல் யாடி அம்மா கேவ், ஹி ரிஜெக்டட். ஹி டிட் வாண்ட் ஹிம் டு வேஸ்ட் ஹிஸ் டைம். ஹி ஐ வாண்ட் ஓன்லி ஞானம். டு ஆஸ்பர் ஓன்லி ஃபார் ஞானம், ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி வெரி பிரில்லியன்ட் இன்டெலிஜென்ட், ஒன் மஸ்ட் நோ தி வேல்யூ ஆஃப் ஞானம். One must know the power of knowledge. One must know how it is the only buying power of moksha. Therefore, brahmanaha vijnanam eva prarthayante, vijnanat anyat na kinchit prarthayante. Yet that, yasya vijnanat, that reality, that truth, other than knowing which, vivekinaha do not pray at all for anything else, do not seek at all for anything else. How the understanding of the truth happens, that is discussed in the following mantra. So yasya vijnanat nakinchit anyat brahmanaha prarthayante katham tadadigamaha இது உச்சதே. How does the understanding of that happens? How is the understanding of that happen? How does the understanding of that happens? That knowing which, other than which, discriminate people do not aspire at all for anything else. To put it simple language. பிரம்ம ஜானம் கதம் சம்பவதி? பிரம்ம ஜானம் கதம் பவதி? ஹவு டஸ் ஆர்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஹேப்பன்? சிம்பிள் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஓகே, இந்த செய்தி மந்திரனோ ஏன ரூபம் ரசம் கந்தம் சப்தான் ஸ்பர்ஷாஞ்ச மைதுனான் ஏதேனைவ விஜானாதி கிமத்ர பரிசிஷ்யதே ஏதத்வைதத். ஏன ரூபம் ரசம் கந்தம், ஏன ரூபம் ரசம் கந்தம் சப்தான் ஸ்பர்ஷாம்ச்ச மைதுனான் ஏதேனைவ விஜானாதி கிமத்ர பரிசிஷ்யதே. ஏன ரூபம் ரசம் கந்தம் சப்தான் ஸ்பர்ஷாம்ச்ச மைதுனான் ஏதேனைவ விஜானாதி கிமத்ர பரிசிஷ்யதே. ஏனா, ரிலேட்டிவ் ப்ரோனவுன் தேர்ட் கேஸ், ஏனா தட் பை விச், தட் பை விச் விஜானாதி, தட் பை விச் ட்ரூத், ஏதேன தட் ட்ரூத் விச் பை விச் obtaining as this nearest experiencer, that absolute reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which alone obtains as the nearest self, nearest self, the swarupam of the knower, etena eva vijanati. விஜானாத்மி விசேஷேன ஜானாதி, நோஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் வித் தேர் டிஃபரன்சஸ். ஹவு? ரூபம் விஜானாதி, எவ்ரி இண்டிவிஜுவல் பீயிங் நோஸ், தேர்ஸ் அ நோவர் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் எவ்ரி ஒன். ஸோ எவ்ரி being, every individual being has his experience. How does every individual human being know? Etena, because of this nearest self alone, that reality, the reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which alone is there as the innermost essence of every being, thereby is there as the experiencer knower, because of which alone, etena eva vijanati, a person knows, knows, experiences, enjoys. Knows what? Rupam vijanati. Yetena eva rupam vijanati. Yetena eva rasam vijanati. Yetena eva gandham vijanati. Yetena eva shabdan vijanati. Yetena eva sparshan cha vijanati. Yetena eva maithunan cha vijanati. So vijanati experiences, knows, knows the form, experiences the form, knows the taste, rupam janati, rasam janati, gandham janati, knows the smell. Every individual knows the form, the taste, the smell. Shabdan, various types of sounds every individual knows. Sparshan, various touches. The object of different forms of the object called touch, every individual knows. Not only that, Maithunan. Maithunan is a plural word, which actually means the pleasure a person experiences, the pleasure one can have even in union, the conjugal pleasure also one knows. One knows the conjugal pleasure. One has a conjugal pleasure. One experiences conjugal pleasure also because of the blessing of this Atma. Blessing of the reality, obtaining as the innermost essence. But for this reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, implied by the term Atma, the Rupam cannot have the status of being existent. Rasam cannot have the status of being existent. Gandham cannot be known. Shabdas cannot be known. Sparshas cannot be known. Maitras cannot be known. So, but for this Atma, no knowledge, no experience of any object is possible. Without experience, without the knowledge, no object can have the status of being existent. Without the knowledge, every object will lose its status of being existent. Now, form, all the object forms, the objects in the form of forms enjoy the state, existence, enjoy the existence. The taste enjoys existence. Smell enjoys existence. Sounds enjoy existence. Touch, objects, object called touch has existence. Even the conjugal, something called conjugal pleasure enjoys status of being existent, because all these are known, experienced. Because there is experience of all these objects, of five different objects. The experience is possible because there's experiencer. The known enjoys the status of being the known, enjoys the status of being existent because of the knowledge. Knowledge is possible. Knowledge presupposes the existence of the knower experiencer. And that knower experiencer is only a qualification attributed to the very Brahma reality. Reality. And reality is only reality, all pervasive reality. But obtaining as the nearest self enjoys the status of being experiencer knower. Therefore, reality is not the knower, but there's no knower at all other than the reality. So who knows? Who experiences? Who enjoys? The individual enjoys. How? Only because of the blessing of that reality, which alone is here as the nearest self. Yena yetena eva rupam vijanati, rasam vijanati, gandham vijanati, shabdan vijanati, sparshan vijanati, maithunan vijanati. So yetena eva. Okay. Kimatra parisishyate. Atra kim parisishyate. Very nice. Apart from this, anything and everything known, because the blessing of the Atma, kim atra parisishyate. Parisishyate means what remains. Kim parisishyate atra. Now, what else remains without being known? What else remains without being known? What else is there to be known? Everything which is here is known by the Atma. That's why knowing is not an action. Atma is the presence of the Atma. The presence of the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman itself is a blessing. The knowledge or experience is possible. Knowledge is possible. Objects become known. Is anything at all here which enjoys the status of being existent without being known? No. What else does obtain here? What else does remain here? Something which has to be known by the Atma. Okay. So what? Mantra says, come on. Yetadvaitat. This knower, yetad means what? This truth, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, obtaining the swarup of the knower, alone is that reality, reality of the entirety of the cosmos. Etadvaitat is a Mahavakyam. The truth obtaining in an individual is non-different from the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. You can never know the truth of the cosmos as an object. You can arrive at the truth of the cosmos only as the truth of yourself, as your own Swarupam. So, the truth alone is implied by the Tamatma. Yesterday we saw that four different beautiful verse we saw. Why reality is implied by the Tamatma? Because why? Apnoti iti atma, which we already know. Apnoti iti atma, adatte iti atma, ati vishayan iti atma, santataha bhavaha yasya saha atma. So, these are abstract, subtlest, formless reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma is there always, available for recognition only as the Swarup of the individual, truth of the I, the experiencer. I, the experiencer. You have to say, from the standpoint of the world, I am the experiencer. I am the experience of the world. With reference to the world, I am the experiencer. Where the world is object of my experience. That is why the experiencer in every being happens to be one and the same. Every individual has to use only one first person singular pronoun to refer to one's own self. Therefore, that reality is that which pervades everything in and through. That reality is that in which the whole jagat resolves. That reality which alone enjoys everything to sense organs. And that reality is of the nature of timelessness, which exists beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. That is why that reality is implied by the term Brahma and Atma. And that Atma, that reality alone, is here as the nearest self. As what? Truth of I. What is nearer to yourself? You are the nearest to you, to yourself. You are the nearest. And what is I? What is the content of I? In Pujya Swamiji's language, if we squeeze the wave, water comes out as the truth of the wave. If you squeeze the I, what comes out of this I is nothing but formless consciousness. You can't physically squeeze it. Just for sake of understanding, I'm saying this. Which means we squeeze the wave, water means what? Water is the very content. There's no wave at all other than the water. But water obtains, as the wave similarly here, the pure, abstract, formless reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which is of the nature of consciousness alone, is there as the innermost essence of every being, as the content of I, as the knower experiencer. So, but for the blessing of which knowledge is not at all possible of any object. Experience is not possible, knowledge is not possible. If you ask, does Atma know? No, Atma does not know. Why? Knowing is not an action. If Atma does not know, who is the knower then? There is no knower at all other than Atma. The only knower, experiencer of all the objects, all the pleasures is nothing but Atma. Therefore, this is the meaning of this, literal meaning of this mantra. Very nice. Okay. Therefore, atra kim parisishyate? Atra kim parisishyate? Is there anything at all in this world? Anything which remains without being known by the Tatma? No. Nothing remains in this world without being known by the Atma. Everything remains as an object of knowledge, as object of consciousness only. Okay. So, etadvaitat. Therefore, it is this knower Atma, the knower consciousness is the pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge implied by the term Atma or Brahma, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Okay. I'm going to read the Bhashyam now. Yena vijnana swabhavena, yena vijnana swabhavena atmana, yena, yena atmana. Vijnana swabhavena atmana. That atma by which is of the nature of knowing. Vijnana swabhavena atmana. Okay. See, vijnana swabhava, usually Shankara Bhagavatpada uses this term swarupa. Vijnana swarupena atmana. It could have been. But in this place of swarupam, he uses the term swabhava. Vijnana swabhavena atmana. Vijnana swarupena atmana yena. So that absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of knowing, by which that Rupam, Rasam, Gandham, Shabdan, Sparshanscha, Maithunan. Okay. Person vijanati. So Shankara Bhagavatpada leaves all the objects. He assumes we all know the meaning of all these words. Rupam, rasam, gandham, shabdan, sparshan. We know all these fivefold objects. The object in the world of fivefold objects, perceptible through five sense organs. We know. Then Maithunan, he comments upon Maithunan. Maithunam means actually intercourse. But Maithunan, he translates, he explains, Maithuna nimittan sukha pratyayan. Maithuna nimittan sukha pratyayan. The cognitions pertaining to the pleasure born of pleasure of the conjugal pleasure. So here, the knower of, the experiencer of the cognitions, the knower of cognitions, knower of knowledge, the knower of cognitions pertaining to pleasure, conjugal pleasure. Okay, so Vijanati, it's Atma, this abstract formless reality alone, and mere presence what? Knows the cognitions pertaining to conjugal pleasure. Maituna nimittan sukha sukapratyayan. Sukapratyaya means cognitions pertaining to the pleasure for which the pleasure, conjugal pleasure. Okay. Vijanati, now he explains Vijanati. Vispashtam janati. See, any sukhanu, why only this? Any sukhanu bhava. Experience of any degree of pleasure. Experience of pleasure for which anything can be nimittam. For a child, even a sweetness of chocolate becomes nimittam for the child to have certain small degree of joy, pleasure. Any degree of pleasure a person experiences when he sees something desirable, or when he wants something is desirable, when he enjoys something desirable. A bit different, three different degrees of pleasure. When you see something just desirable, ishta vastunaha darshanajam sukham. It's a pleasure born of seeing something which is desirable for you. And pleasure born of wanting something which is desirable. Then pleasure born of enjoying something desirable is much greater pleasure. So great pleasure, greater pleasure, greatest pleasure. Different degrees of pleasure. So experience of any pleasure for which anything can be instrumental, any object can be nimittam. Any pleasure, experience of any pleasure is possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. Presence of the Atma. The experience of sukham and dukkham. Experience itself is what presupposes the experiencer, another than Atma. Your experience itself is what? When you're experiencing, when you have experience, yeah, two things are experienced simultaneously. Experience of the experienced and the experience of the experienced presupposes experience of the experiencer also. In every experience, inseparably, there are two factors involved. When you see, in experiencing every opaque thing, what is experienced inevitably is the light, the illuminator light. Illuminator light and the illumined opaque thing are always simultaneously experienced. Similarly here, in every experience, not only sukha experience, dukkha anubhava also, in experience of every object, pain, pleasure, grief, every experience of any subtle and gross objects also, sukham and dukkham also, what is simultaneously, inevitably, unavoidably experienced is the experiencer. We never miss the experience of the experiencer. There's never a time we do not experience the experiencer. In every experience of any object, in experience of anything and everything, the simultaneously experiencer, experience of the experiencer also. Therefore, and that experiencer is none other than Atma. Atma is not the experiencer, but there is no experience other than the Atma. Therefore, experiencer anubhavaha is nothing but Atma anubhavaha, Brahma anubhavaha. We all the time were experiencing Brahma. All the time experiencing Atma. As what? As the experiencer. When? In every experience. Of what? Of anything and everything. We are all the time experiencing the experiencer Atma Brahma in every experience of every experience of any object. Therefore, we need not work hard at all to have Atma experience, Brahman experience. When you're experiencing the whole Jagat, when you're experiencing time, space, all the forms, names and functions, various objects, pairs of opposites, in every experience, there is experiencer. Why? Without experiencer, without the Atma, there cannot be experiencer at all. Even though Atma is not the experiencer, whose presence itself contributes for the experience, therefore who is given the title as experiencer. So, experiencer is because this Atma is. Experiencer is Atma. There's never a time we're not experiencing the Atma. Atma anubhavaha, Brahma anubhavaha is always there for us. But in our experience, our attention is only on the experienced object. Our attention is not at all paid on the experiencer. When you're seeing anything beautiful in this light, different colors you're enjoying, different opaque things you're experiencing, but the whole attention is grabbed by colors which are shining in the light. Attention is not at all paid to the light, but for whose presence colors cannot shine. Similarly here, our attention is not at all paid to the Atma, but for whose presence objects cannot be experienced at all, enjoyed at all. Therefore, the Shastra study is not for having Atma Anubhava, not for self-experience, but for self-recognition. Vijanati. What's the meaning of Vijanati? Vispashtam Janati. Vispashtam, very clearly. We do not have any confusion. We do not mistake the sound for taste, taste for sound. We do not mistake the sweetness for sourness, sourness for sweetness. No. Very clear perception of objects. Therefore, Vispashtam Jana, very clearly every individual knows. Who? Sarvaha Lokaha. Sarvaha Lokaha means the entire world. The entire world means what? Entire world of human beings knows very clearly all the objects distinctly, beautifully. Okay. How? Because of that Atma who is of the nature of consciousness, who is of the nature of knowing. Atma, reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Only because of that Atma, which reality, which is implied by the term Atma and which is of the nature of knowing, entire world has this experience. The world of entire world of people has this knowledge, experience. of two objects. Now, Shankaracharya wants to make it very clear. What does he say? When we say I'm experiencing the world, we always think of our identity strongly with the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, generally, all human beings are of this view. I am experiencing the world means we think having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. I'm here as a conscious being, and I, the individual, am a conscious being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, experiencing the world. We never think, no, it is because of that abstract, formless, all-pervasive, subtlety reality, the only truth of the universe implied with them, Atma, because the Atma alone, no, I know. We don't say that. What do we think? I'm an individual here. So I'm a conscious being. I'm not inert. I know I am. Therefore, I'm a conscious being. I know my existence. I'm entered the body mentions complex. Therefore, I'm experiencing. This is what we are thinking. But what Shastram says, you are here as an individual, no doubt. Not the body mentions complex, no doubt. But you, it is not, it's only because of the blessing of the Atman, by the presence of the Atma. You are here as an experiencer. Because Atma alone experience is possible. Because the body, mind, sense complex, simply having the body, mind, sense complex will be of no use in having experience. Because body by itself is inert. It's just a product of gross elements. It's an elemental product. Of course, sense organs are elemental products. All the powers are elemental products. Antahkaram also is a sattvic formed of the sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Antahkaram also is elemental product. So, being product of elements, being an elemental product, entire body, mind, and complex, including antahkaram, what is of the nature of inertness. It has no sentience of its own. It has no consciousness of its own. It cannot become, it cannot even have the status of being existent, whereas the question of being conscious, sentient, and becoming functional. But now, this inert body, mind, and complex has life and is conscious, sentient, now functions, which means there's something which is distinct from this body, mind, sense complex. The presence of which itself is a blessing, because of which alone all this function, thereby experience is possible. Experiencer is also possible. Experienced objects and pleasures are also possible. The very possibility of the experience of the world presupposes what? The blessing of the Atma. So here, an ordinary human being's doubt is presented here. And ordinary human means what? All the human beings are simple people, because with their own limited understanding, it's very natural for them to have such a question. Nanu, naivam prasiddhihi lokasna evam prasiddhihi lokasya. Atmana dehadi vilakshanena aham vijanami iti. Na evam prasiddhihi lokasya. லோகஸ்ய ஏவம் பிரசித்திஹி ந. திஸ் ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் நாட் பாப்புலர். There's no popularity of this fact. Prasiddhi na. Lokasya means what? Loke. Asmin loke. Evam prasiddhi na. In this world. So prasiddhi lokasya means loke. In this world. This fact is not popular. There's no popularity of this fact. What fact? Atmana dehadi vilakshanena. Dehadi vilakshanena atmanam aham vijanami iti. I, the individual, am knowing everything in the world, experiencing everything in the world, only because of the Atma, only because the abstract reality implied by the term Atma, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense, body, etc. Dehadi vilakshanena atmana. By which Atma? So, aham vijanami. I know everything distinctly, clearly in this world, only because of the Atma, only because of the abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma, and that reality implied by the term Atma is distinct from body, etc. Dehadi vilakshanena atmana aham vijanami. Dehadi vilakshanena atmana aham vijanami. I know everything clearly, distinctly in this world only because of the abstract formless reality implied by the term the Atma, which is distinct from the body, etc. Means body, mind, sense complex. This is a fact. And this fact, there is no popularity of this fact in this world. Okay. Evam, dehadi vilakshanena atmana aham vijanami iti evam, lokasya prasiddhihi na, loke prasiddhihi nasti. So this, there is no popularity of this fact that I know everything, only because of the Atma, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Then what is popular in this world then? Even though this is a fact, this is not popular. Then what is popular then? Dehadi sanghataha aham vijanami iti tu sarvaha lokaha avagacchati. Sarvaha lokaha avagacchati. The entire world of people understands, even though it is not a fact, understands this, has this understanding, understands this only. What does the entire world of people understand? Dehadi sanghataha aham vijanami. I, the individual, am knowing everything. Who am I? Dehadi sanghataha. I, the individual, am and who am endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Who am I endowed with the complex of body, etc.? I know. When you say, I know this, everything in the world means, how do you know? I see forms, I hear sounds, I smell, I taste, I know the objects, I enjoy pleasures. Well, who am I? I, the individual, enter the body, mind, sense complex, am the enjoyer. I'm the knower. This is what the entire world knows. This is what the entire world understands. This is the understanding of the every human being in this world. What understanding? Dehani Sanghataha Aham Vijanami. I know. I who am endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, know the objects. So what? I'm the experiencer. Which means I do not see my own Swarupam. I do not see the Atma being the source of knowledge. I do not see the fact that but for the blessing of Atma, but for the presence of Atma, knowing anything is not at all possible. I do not see this fact. I simply think as what? I know things in the world. I know objects in the world. As what? As the individual, endowed with the body, mind, sense, complex, I know. I experience. So, Dehadi Sanghataha Aham Vijanami Iti To Sarvaha Lokaha Avagachati. Dehadi Vilakshanena Atmana Aham Vijanami. I know as individual endowed the body, mind, sense complex, but I do not know this fact that only because of Atma I know. So I know having body, mind, sense complex, I think I know. I do not know the fact that because of the Atma, I know. And I do not know. So he says, what such a fact is not at all popular. There's no popularity of that fact. Lokasya evam prasiddhihinna. Okay. Next, Shankaracharya answers. Natu evam na. Natu evam. No. Evam means what? Dehadi sanghatasya api. So the individual endowed with the body, mind, sense, individual being endowed with the body, mind, sense, complex himself is the knower. Which means there's no understanding of the knower being the Atma. Deva Shankaracharya says, na natu evam natvevam. Natya means what? So, this is not a fact, what to say. It's not a fact. Means it is not appropriate, it is not correct. Dehari sanghatasya api. Even for the individual who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, dehari sanghataha. Even for the one who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, shabdadi swarupatva aviseshat, avigyayatva avise, avigyayatva aviseshacha. Sorry, vigyayatva. Dehadi sanghatasya api shabdadi swarupatva aviseshat vijnayatva aviseshat cha vijnatrutvam na yuktam. Okay, what is it here? Dehadi sanghatasya api. Even for the person who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, for him, the body, mind, sense complex itself, the body, mind, sense complex itself, for it, vijnatrutvam na yuktam. Giving the status of being the knower, lending the status of being the knower, vijnatrutvam, Vijnatrutvam means what? The status of being the knower. That status, lending it to the body, mind, and complex. Na yuktam, it is not appropriate. Na yuktam, it is not appropriate. What an appropriate? Giving the status of being the knower to the body, mind, and complex is not appropriate. Why? Because body, mind, and complex does not know, does not have the status of being the knower. Because it cannot know. Why? Because body, mind, and complex itself is an object of knowledge. Body, mind, and complex is an object of knowledge, one thing. But here, vigyayatva aviseshat. Vigyayatva aviseshat means what? Due to its having the nature of inertness. Vigyayatva avisesha, vigyayatva avisesat cha. See, vigyayatvam means, please make it out. Vigyayatvam here means sentiency. Vigyayatva avisesat. Due to its not having consciousness of its own, due to its not having sentiency of its own, it has no vijnanat, vijnayatvam. It has the status of being the known. Okay. Body, mind, and complex has the status of being the known because it does not have the sentiency of its own, consciousness of its own. One thing. Shabdani swarupatva avisheshat. See, visesha means having. Avisesha means, okay, shabdani swarupa avisesha. And body, mind, and complex also has all the attributes of the elements. Why? Body, mind, and complex being the elemental products. Body, mind, and complex also has the attributes of the elements. Shabdari swarupatva avisheshat. Shabdari swarupatva avisheshat. Vigneyatva avisheshat. Because of these two reasons, vignatrutvam na yuktam dehadi sanghatasya. It is not appropriate to attribute the status of being the knower to the body, mind, and complex, which itself is elemental product, which is of nature of inertness, okay, which only has status of being the known, and which also has elemental attributes. What about the Atma? Anything where elemental attribute also must be inert. All body, mind, and complex enjoys element attributes of the elements because a product of elements. Therefore, what elements are inert in nature? Body, mind, and complex also is of the nature of inertness, which means it has no sentiency of its own, consciousness of its own. It also has status of being the known. Therefore, it is not appropriate when the body, mind, complex, which itself comes in the category of the known, having attributes, being the product of elements, is of the of inertness, does not have sentiency, consciousness of its own. Therefore, Deha Sangatasya Api Vignatrutvam Na Yuktam. It is not appropriate to attribute snower status to the body maintenance complex.
Okay.
We can say without the body maintenance complex, Atma cannot have the status of being the knower. But there cannot be knower at all without the Atma. From the standpoint of pure, from the standpoint of abstract reality, the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, if you ask the questions, is Atma the knower? You have to say what? No, Atma is not the knower. But who is the knower? Atma. When does Atma has the status of being the knower? Being manifested, having manifested in the body mind complex. Atma has the status of being the knower. The qualification, Atma becomes qualified as the knower. But without the Atma, there cannot be knower at all. Yadi hi. Now, that question has been answered. What does it mean now? No. That what has been understood, I have explained to you already. Yadi hi dehari sanghataha rupadhyatmakaha. Dehari sanghataha rupadhyatmakaha san rupadin vijaniyat bahyaha api rupadayaha anyonyam somsom rupam cha vijaniyuhu nacha yetadasti nacha itadasti. Okay, having made very clear already, again Shankara Bhagavatpada says, yadi dehari sanghataha rupadhyatmakaha rupadhyatmakasan rupadhyatmakasan rupadin vijaniyat. It is not actually, it's a suppose. Okay, even if we say definitely body, mind, sense complex can never have the status of being the knower. The reason is what? Body, mind, sense complex itself has the status of being the known. Being the known, it is a material product. Being material product, it is of nature of inertness. So it does not have sentience of its own, consciousness of its own. And being material product, it has all the attributes of the elements. Therefore, it is body, mind, and complex is of nature of inertness. It can never have the status of being the knower. It is dependent on the knower to become the known, to become conscious, to become sentient, to become functional. It has no. Therefore, that knower status cannot be attributed to the body mind complex. It's only because of the Atma, the individual knows. Okay. Now, even if we take, okay, even if we accept what you say, what is accepted? A body mind-sense complex knows, which means the individual endowed with the body mind-sense complex knows. Not because of the Atma. Even if you think, then the answer is here. Yadi dehari sanghataha rupadhyatmakaha san rupadhyatmakasan rupadin vijaniyat. Okay. If the body mind sense complex rupadhyatmakaha having the elemental attributes of the elements, dehadi sanghataha, yadi, if this body mind sense complex, I'm adding body, is this complex of body, etc. If this complex of body, etc., having the attributes such as form, etc. Why it has all the form is what? All the elemental attributes are there for the body mind complex, because body mind complex is the elemental product. Karnasya gunaha karye anuvartante. The gold is yellow in color. Ornament made of gold also is yellow in color. So any effect must have, must inhere all the gunas, attributes of the cause. Body, mind and complex being elemental product has the attributes of the elements. Therefore, if this body, the complex of body, etc., having these attributes such as form, etc., if we say Rupadi Vijanati, knows the objects such as form, etc. If you think this body mind is complex, having these attributes of elements, knows the objects, obtaining in five different forms, form, sound, taste, color, etc. If you say, then Bahyaha Pirupadayaha, all the external objects such as form, etc. also Anyonyam Som Som Rupam Chavijaniyuhu, then every object such as form, etc. also will know their own selves and also other objects. Form can know itself being a form, and form should know other objects. Sound should know its own form, it should know other objects. All the objects should know themselves and should know the other objects also. All the external objects also should know themselves and know other objects also. If the body, mind and complex having the attributes of form, etc., know the form objects, then all the objects also should know themselves and should know other objects also. Na etad asti, na cha etad asti. But this is not seen, this is not here. Objects do not know themselves. No object knows its own existence. Therefore, it is not capable of knowing the other object also. See, you must know you are to know what else is there. Everything and anything which comes under the category of the known, the object, does not know its own existence. It is incapable of knowing its own existence. And it cannot know the existence of the other thing, other objects also. It can neither know itself nor can know anything else. How can it know anything else? It does not know its own existence. That is why the definition of inertness, what is inertness? Or what is inert object? Inert, any object and every object is inert. Being inert means not knowing one's own existence. Even a live human being's body is said to be inert. Not only non-living things such as stone, okay, mountain, etc. is inert. Every living being's body is also inert. Why? You are a human being, your own body is inert. Your own mind, your own nail is inert. Everything is inert. Why? Because body does not know it's a body. Cell does not know it's a cell. Nail does not know it's a nail. Hair does not know it's a hair. Heart does not know it's a heart. So not knowing one's own existence is what? Being inert. Inertness is nothing but not knowing one's own existence. So anything inert which does not know its own existence, definitely how can it know existence of something else? Therefore, he says, if we take this body, mind, sense complex, having this element, being elemental products, having the elemental attributes, if we mistake them to be knower, then every other object also, because body is an object of knowledge, mind is object of knowledge, sense organs are objects of knowledge. If you think they know the objects, then every object in this world should know its own existence, thereby should be capable of knowing other objects also. But what is the fact? We know every object is inert, of the type of inertness. It does not know its own existence. It is incapable of knowing the existence of others also. We do not see that. Nachayetadasti. Yadi hi dehadi sanghataha rupadhyatmakasan rupadimijaniyat bahyaha apirupadayaha anyonyam swam swam rupam cha vijaniyuhu. Nacha etadasti, but that is not there. Tasmat, therefore, what? Dehadi lakshanan cha rupadin yete naiva dehadi vyatirikte naiva vijnana svabhavena atmana vijanati lokaha. Very nice. Tasmat, therefore, lokaha vijanati. The world of people knows all the objects, all the forms, such as body, etc. Dehadi lakshanan rupadin. So the world of people means every human being knows the world, knows the objects, such as form, etc., in the form of body, etc. How? Only because of, only by the grace of, only because of the blessing of the abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which is distinct from the body, etc. Dehadi vyatiriktaha Atma. Dehadi vyatiriktena atmana loka vijanati. The knowledge is possible, the world knows, only because of the atma, which is distinct from the body, etc. Which is distinct from body, mind, and complex. And the atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, vijnana svabhavena, dehadi vyatiriktena atmana eva lokaha vijanati. Katham lokaha vijanati? Lokaha katham vijanati? Atmana eva. Atmana eva vijanati lokaha. Kena atmana, kidrushena atmana, vijnana svabhavena atmana. Punaha kidrushena atmana, dehadi vyatiriktena atmana. The two adjectives describing the atma. Atma, which is distinct from body, mind, sense complex. Atma, which is of the nature of vijnanam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Because of the blessing of Atma only, world knows. Knows the objects such as form, etc. And the body, mind, sense complex also come under the category of forms, objects, such as form, etc. only. Yatha, yena, yatha, yena, loho, dahati, sogniriti, tadvat. Yatha, yena, loho, dahati, sogniriti, tadvat. Example is given. Saha agnihi, that is fire. What is fire? Kaha agnihi? The question is, you have defined agni now. What is fire? Kaha agnihi? Saha agnihi. Saha agnihi, that is fire. What is that? That by which yena lohaha dahati. That by which loha dahati. Lohaha means uloham. In Tamil we say uloham. Hamadu lohaha. Loha means any metal. Any metal is called lohaha. Need not be iron alone. Any metal is called lohaha. In Tamil we have to add lokaha. Ulakam. Okay? We add a woo. Make it Tamil. Lokaha ulakam. Isn't it? Like that, lohaha ulokam. Any metal is called lohaha. So any metal dahati burns. Metal burns. When you say, oh, suppose imagine you're in the cooking in the kitchen. Your stainless steel container, you put on your stove and something is boiling. You forgetfully go and touch. Touch that. Sometimes, in a hurry, you forget. It happens many times, okay? I hardly cook. Occasionally, when I cook, it happens. Occasionally, I cook. It happens. And what happens? Oh my God, this container burns my fingers. Container. Hot container, metal container, stainless steel container has burnt my fingers, I say. Does the metal burn? Of course metal burns. Hot metal container burns. But actually, because of the fire alone, metal becomes hot and the hot metal burns my finger. Metal container by itself cannot burn my finger. Metal container heated up by the fire burns my finger. Understand? Similarly here, very beautiful example. Yena lohaha dahati saha agnihi. Now you say, come on, don't complain. Don't say, it is not the metal. In your experience, when you touch the hot container, it burns. Really speaking, metal doesn't burn. It is fire in the form of the heat of the metal container burns your finger. Isn't it? Therefore, you have to understand, fire is that because of the blessing of which, because of the presence of which any metal burns when it is touched. Understand? Just as it is said, fire is that by which any metal heated by the fire burns. Tadvat, like that, the individual body, my individual ended with the body, mind, sense complex does not know. It is because of the manifestation of reality consciousness. Inert body, mind, sense complex becomes conscious and sentient. Thereby, the individual knows the object such as forms, etc. Isn't it beautiful? Very nice. This is called what? This is called Vivichya Jnanam. The Pahut Aridal. Discerning the Atma. So, because of the Atma, now you are here as an individual. Of course, you are the knower. Okay? And here, what do you say? The mind is functional. Mind knows. The mind is there. The antakaram is there. Buddhi knows. Everything functions. All the fivefold objects are perceived through sense organs. Knowledge of fivefold objects happens. Experience happens. The world of objects becomes experienced, known. Experience of the object happens with experiencer only because of the presence of the Atma. Therefore, even though Atma is not the knower, absolutely, there is no knower at all, experience at all without the Atma. Just as metal does not burn by itself, body imagines complex without becoming conscious and sentient, cannot have status of being the knower. Very nice. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.